Please welcome Rachel Ross.
This is a story about wanting to repeat history and trying really hard to do so and failing. My mom and dad were really great parents. I was just lucky, just the luck of the draw. They were wonderful people. They loved each other. And I was raised in a functional family. They knew how to compromise. They were in business together. And of course, they had disagreements, but they never fought loudly. They discussed things, and they loved my sister, brother, and I unconditionally. It was a wonderful life growing up, and my dad gave me a lot of support, saying, you know, you got to go to college because you don't want to ever depend on a man to support you. You got to support yourself. And my mom was an independent woman in their business together. They had equal roles. So I was really set on duplicating this model. I knew that if I could find the right guy and get married, I could duplicate. I could repeat this history and give this wonderful legacy of a healthy two-parent family to my future children. So when I grew up around 30, I married a heroin addict. And that was not a good choice to try to duplicate this. I married for all the wrong reasons, mostly biological clock. I'm turning 30, and everybody else is doing it, getting married. And I didn't know he had an addiction problem at the time. But luckily, I did not have children with him. And so I got a clean slate after we divorced, and I went to Brazil, and I partied hard, which nothing wrong with that. I came back, and then I fell in love with a musician. And he's a super creative, good human being, but he was a musician. And musicians are married to music. I didn't know that either. When I married him, and I did have my eldest son with my Brazilian husband, and he really was into the music, and that's where he went. And we separated after 2 years. Luckily, I live close to my parents in Los Angeles, and they helped me raise their first grandson in just the same beautiful way that they had raised us, and then I adopted my second son at birth. So there I was, a single parent with two young men of color that I'm raising on my own, certainly not duplicating, repeating history of my family. But I did the best I could, and took care of my parents as they grew older until their very last day at age 97 and 99. And they had a good life and were well loved. So I realized after moving to Morro Bay from Los Angeles and becoming involved with Slolio and the improv group that I work with and creating the reboot, that in a certain way, I am repeating history because both my parents were explorers and creatives, and they were always traveling and trying new things. My mom studied real estate and graphology, the analysis of handwriting, after they retired, and my dad became a sculptor after he retired and a painter, and I'm reinventing myself up here in this second or last phase of life, and it's been a wonderful ride. Thank you.